this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you, for my way.
Please keep in touch.
To the Neil Haley Show's Caregiver Dave celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Caregiver Dave. Dave, how are you? You were able to make it to the drop-off point in time. Again, I keep telling you, you need handlers, Dave. You are too busy of a guy to try to manage your own schedule. I'm at this point where I'm soon going to have someone else manage my schedule. I can't wait till that happens. It's getting close because I just don't know where the time goes, especially on a Friday. But how are you, Dave?
I'm great. Hello, Alexa. And
hello.
When you do it, Neil, then maybe I'll think about doing it.
All right. So
join the club.
Yes. But I think he was talking about Hello, Alexa on Amazon. But our guest is an Alexa as well. But I guess I honestly have a YouTube idea for her to go viral. We'll have to talk about with the Alexa. But, Dave, go ahead and introduce our guest.
Today we have Alexa Fisher. She's an actress, coach, author, motivational speaker, overachiever, whose work helps people go after their dreams, build their confidence, and break free from fear. She is Alexa. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I often find when I'm explaining my career, I do want to insert that phrase, but wait, there's more. So there's that. Yeah, but there is a core to all the work that I do throughout my life.
And as the executive producer, and Dave will be asking those questions, I really want to know it and tell the story in 30 minutes or 25 minutes or 20, not 5 hours. So, again, we know Alexa could tell us a lot, but go ahead, Dave, with your first question.
So, Alexa, which – I feel funny saying
– got to get used to it.
Which came first, acting, speaking, coaching?
I will tell you, at the core of everything that I do, actually, especially with my latest company, which I'm not even sure was in that list that you mentioned, was my love of people. So my first professional career was acting. As a study of the human condition, I studied acting at the finest school, the Yale School of Drama. When I graduated, I found myself doing a wonderful play at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles, where then I met all of my agents and very quickly was working in TV and film and commercials and all of that. And it was at some point actually inside the industry, actually specifically I was doing an episode of the TV show Bones, where I had this sudden feeling of, oh my goodness, what am I doing with my life? Because I don't know if you have an inside perspective of what something is like. Once you're in the entertainment industry, there's just this other feeling where so much of the business is sitting around, for example, waiting for the lights, waiting for the sound. And because of the core of my being, that my love of acting came from this love of people, I often found that I felt this nagging sensation that I was wasting my time. And so from that moment when I was lying on the floor, I was playing a lawyer in the episode, something bad happened to my character, I had fake blood coming out of my mouth, and I thought, oh my God, what have I done with my life? Like, this cannot be what I worked so hard for. This is so lame, which was a tough moment. I don't know if you've ever had that in your career where you just think, uh-oh, I don't know if I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. And shortly thereafter,
yeah, that's called a midlife crisis.
Yeah, but I wasn't quite in my midlife. I was kind of like still in my, you know, my opening chapter. And a good friend called me up out of the, yeah, yeah. a good friend, you know, called me up out of the blue and said, Alexa, I have a, you know, high profile client who needs a media trainer, someone to coach them for giving this big presentation on stage to lots of people. And I think you'd be perfect. And suddenly, like, a door flew open where I could take my love of people and my desire to help people step into the best, brightest version of themselves and just teach them the skills to communicate with confidence. I did that. It snowballed. I started coaching executives. I built a website. I have online courses. But at the heart of it was always the same theme of people are extraordinarily fascinating. People are wonderful, all kinds of people. And if you can tap into, you know, the best, if you teach them how to really shine and be comfortable in their own skin, you know, that was something that I was both passionate at and what I was really good at.
Now, when we talk about this, Alexa, when you talk about specifically enough, what came first and all these different things, learning the human condition as an actor, don't you have to really kind of put your whole mindset on your character through the script and say, how can I live that character? It was interesting today. I was interviewing people from The Bone Collector on my show today. And it was interesting, the new show that's come, Lincoln Rhyme, coming out, and thinking about having to take on book characters, which is even a more of a deeper situation, because you got to read the book to understand how the writer has really put those characters together, not just a script. But how do you kind of look at that, the human condition of playing another person?
Yeah, you know, what I always liked and what I thought was so helpful when I learned acting at Yale was this idea of having an objective, this core question of what do you want? What does this character want? Everybody has a motivation, whether you're trying to navigate your day, your busy life. What do I want at the end of the day? And then there's a super objective, like, what do I really, really want? And then, of course, the drama comes from, what are the obstacles? Are there internal obstacles? Are there challenges? Are there other characters that are trying to, like, thwart you and get in your way? And you're still driven by this, what do you want? So it's not, what are the qualities? Like, I'm someone who, and then it makes it about yourself. That's boring. Good acting is just a human being who wants something and they're going for it. And it's all the drama, all the interesting pathways that get you there that's actually interesting to watch. And what I found when I was then translating and working with other people is that if you begin with that core question, what do you want? You start to open up this clarity and see, almost you create a roadmap for how people can communicate that. So if someone's got a speech that they want to give, how do you want the audience to feel? What do you want the audience to know? What do you want the audience to do? So it's not, so instead of that question that I get all the time, like, what do I do with my hands? That's a really nothing question. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your hands. If you know what you want, your hands will naturally do what they're meant to do. Does that make sense? So it's it was really just this sort of quest into the human soul. I find that immensely interesting, because it's both a question you can ask yourself, and I'm always a student of self-discovery, and then using those tools of self-discovery and curiosity and then giving them to other people. Deep down, we all know what we want. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I was going to ask you about your acting, but has your acting actually helped your coaching career and your other careers? Where's the crossover in that?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I think that what being in the entertainment industry gives you is a wild experience with people, all kinds of people, big, crazy personalities. And for me, aside from the actual acting part, what also is part of the life of a working actor is being rejected. Flat out rejected, because if you are doing a great job, it means you're going out on a bajillion auditions. And so you begin to have this absolutely awesome opportunity to survive rejection and like fortify yourself. Now, as an entrepreneur, because actually we're not even talking about the company that I'll tell you in a second, like really the company that I'm working on now, the company that I built now, is about this feeling of, I'm going to put myself in a room. I'm going to go be judged. I'm going to come prepared. I'm going to present whatever it is that I came to present, and I will likely not get that job. And because it's such a unique situation to build rejection, you build this amazing resiliency. And so now, when I transitioned really away from acting, and then I was out there coaching pitching my business as an executive coach, making courses, online courses, not knowing if people are going to buy them or not, this was really now became one of my secret superpowers, because in what other way, in what other career do you get the opportunity to build that kind of resiliency, specifically around rejection? And so I do think it's one of my biggest gifts, because right now I can then put myself out in extraordinary ways, which has totally catapulted my businesses, because I don't take that stuff personally. I don't take rejection personally. It's okay. And I think that that's probably one of the biggest gifts that I gained in the chapter of my career, which was called my professional acting career. And I don't know if you can duplicate that in so many other ways. It's just built into that mechanism, besides the big personalities, strange personalities, you know, weird kind of, all the cliches about the entertainment industry are completely correct. So that was one good thing. But the other part, which is the chapter three that I do want to touch on, because it's actually more relevant to the work that I'm doing now, is from the work that I did with helping people communicate with clarity, connect with what they want, build what I call their 1,000-watt presence, which is about connecting with their inner light. I had an idea in the shower come instantly downloaded to me of wish beads. And I don't know if you had read about wish beads, my company Wish Beads, but essentially it is the idea of inviting an opportunity and experience to visualize your wish, hence asking the question, what do you want? Writing it down, rolling it up, and stashing that wish into a secret cylinder that you wear in this beautiful piece of jewelry, either a bracelet or a new necklace collection that came out. And that happened while I was still very busy with my online courses and my tens of thousands of students and my corporate coaching. But slowly, slowly, I started to go, whoa, I'm onto something here, and started to build and figure out how to make a physical product. And from the first time, it was about 2 years ago, I introduced that physical product, and now it's in stores across the country. We've had phenomenal sales. I'm in the Uncommon Goods catalog.
That's great.
And it's a movement. Yeah, it's a movement to give people a tool. In addition to the jewelry itself, I created a program called Wish Work, which I then wrote a book. I created a book called Wish Work, which is 21 days of very simple steps that you do to help you tune in and take action towards your wish. Really easy way to incorporate it so that people can start to see how really they're the ones that are so powerful to both manifest and take action towards what they really, really want. So there is a through line in my wild career, but that's at the heart of it.
Alexa, I'm too am a crazy personality that you dealt with. I am a former professional wrestler, so I look at my career in entertainment and how I took back into entertainment later on in my career, and I mean whatever I've been doing and taking all these experiences and doing
yeah.
other things. I've learned so much in
yeah.
that process, that once we are able, and Dave can attest to this as well, have experiences from one and take those experiences to something else and say they are they're a perfect fit. So, for example, when I
perfect.
Did a lot of stuff in television, in radio, and wrestling, and in entertainment being in front of people, to taking it to teaching and then learning from teaching how to take it back to
yes.
radio and put all those connections and experience
yeah.
together into one brand, I learned those things. And that's the thing. It's not, you can't
yes.
learn this in school. You're not able to pick this up from,
no.
you know, a book
no.
or somebody teaching this to you.
No.
It's all about experience.
No. So true. And actually, I think that because there are those of us, because it's literally, you and I have very parallel stories, is that at the time, you know, it's a tough feeling, right? You're in the entertainment industry. I'm in the entertainment industry. And when you walk away, you do have those sneaky thoughts of like, oh my God, if I...
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
I start really teaching and coaching, am I going to look like a failed actress, or am I patients going to think that I'm giving up, or you know, or you're crazy? But in hindsight, like I appeared on the Today Show, and I'm like, oh, thank God I've been on set like a million times,
exactly.
And I know how to navigate all of this, and this muscle comes back, and it feels totally natural. And also, I love the fact that in your journey, you can take all these experiences and you empower and teach other people, because technology has changed. The gatekeepers have changed. There are ways that you can build your own platform and learn from other people. And everything is changing.
Exactly.
Like, who knows what's going to be available in a year?
It's
you know? And I think that those...
For sure. I was going to say...
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
It's ever-changing. So, for example, I started in radio 10 years ago, and I was on terrestrial, and I'm still on terrestrial, but now it's all about podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm a writer for Podcast Magazine.
Right.
I'm a sports director. That's one of my new gigs to try, I guess, freelance work to get the opportunity to interview top celebrity podcasters in sports and under the radar sports. They gave me that category, and I was thinking, that doesn't fit. Then I look, oh my gosh, professional wrestling. Oh, sports. Oh, I'm a former college basketball player. This is a perfect fit for me to get to interview all these.
Yeah.
I was thinking entertainment, but I fit a bunch of different categories. So Dave, I'm going to jump back to you to give you your feedback. You see this as well in your experiences, because before you did all these public speaking experiences and stuff, you were a musician as well, even though an entrepreneur, right, Dave?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I started, as a child, but then I took it up again and then I started singing, realized, wow, I have a voice. And so, you just become multi-talented and multifaceted. And like you, I'm an author, I'm a speaker, I'm a motivational coach. Tell me about your books. How many are there, and what are the topics about?
So, you know, I've written a tremendous amount of content around the online courses that I teach. So whether it's Confidence on Camera or Radiate Confidence, How to Create a 1,000-Watt Presence. But my first published book, under Tiny Press, which is a division of Mango, is called Wish Work. And it really is about kind of the miraculous journey of how I came up with Wish Beads, which literally was completely downloaded to me in the shower, to how I built the company, the principles behind it works, and it functions as a journal for these 21 days. Now, I have to tell you, speaking and teaching all comes really naturally to me. It's really, really fun. But it was such an interesting experience to just set out little tiny goals to sit down and write this book. And I'm so delighted that I did, because my real passion, it's like if you go to wishbeads.com, you really see like this beautiful jewelry company. But what I'm really doing is creating a platform for teaching. So my big, big, big wish is to create an event where almost a concert of sorts. So I'm super into the whole idea of music. I have a whole story about that day for you. But But to create a concert where it's a live event where we are wishing, we're doing a collective wish, whatever that looks like, and then we're live streaming it, to have over 1 million people wishing at once. Now, I have had this vision for quite a while. I wear it in a Wish Beads bracelet every single day. I talk about it all the time.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the steps of the wish work. And the idea here is that when you look out into the world, it is so easy to find yourself firmly planted in a political point of view and be pissed off. It is so easy to feel desperately overwhelmed and in despair over the environmental situation. I believe that we are magical, powerful beings to manifest, create what we want in this world. But the seeds that we are planting now are the things that are going to come to fruition. And so my whole take is that it's not that I'm not caring about those things, but I'm planting those seeds of possibility and awakening people to their own personal power to be part of that change of bringing it. And if we don't start with having that feeling of hope within us, like you just creating your own wish, then you don't understand the power of you finding your own happiness, reconnecting to your own, like, oh my God, this coincidence just happened. Oh my God, this just showed up for me. Oh my God. When you start to build that own little baby muscle, then you can start to say, well, then what do I really wish for? And it becomes this new way of being in the world. Enough people do that. That's actually how we change things.
I agree. So
people are watching you, right, and they see it happen to you, and they have the faith to say, wow, if it has, she could do it, maybe I can do it.
You know, it's a funny, it's a funny
story. I mean, it's nuts. Yeah. It's totally nuts. Yeah. You could just even look at what, and I don't mean to make this about me, but if you just look what has been created in a short period of time with one woman and an incredibly lean team, it is nuts. It's nuts. And that's my passion this year. My focus this year is really to teach that more, not because it is jewelry, but it's so much more than jewelry.
If you can,
and that's what I'm excited to
I said this in 2020 now. It's, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. But it's so true. If your mindset tells you, and then I want to go and find out this background of Wish. Did it come from anything like The Secret or any of these other things that you have, certain people that that mentored you to get to this point? But when you really believe you're going to be successful in life, you tell yourself, I'm going to do it. Yeah. I have to put all the work to do it. But when these pitfalls happen, you don't give up. You keep moving forward, and you have that mindset. Because if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to have these dark days, and everyone's going to have these dark days in life. But as an entrepreneur, more, where did you get all these ideas from, Alexa? Where did you get all these different mindsets to go where you are?
Yeah. I live in Los Angeles, so right there tells you that I have
access. Oh, my gosh. You and Dave need to have coffee. They're both L.A. people.
We'll have coffee.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
So there's plenty of people around and materials around. I was a curious kid. I grew up with a Jewish father and a Christian mother who really never were very into structured religion. And I sort of like would stumble across, when I was a teenager, like Carlos Castaneda books and Wayne Dyer. And I started just being genuinely curious, but I would go about my life, and I studied acting in undergrad and graduate school. By the time I got out to Los Angeles, I found a meditation practice, a meditation teacher. So for 20 years, I go literally practice meditation with this group for 20 years. So there's definitely insights being gained just probably from the astral, whatever. But I also think that there's a lot of common sense to this. And I think that we're now in a time where this is not considered new age anymore, that there is just some common sense here. And in the world where we are diving into our digital devices and forgetting the sweetness of life, like I know that you talk about this a lot, Neil, but you know, we have to then awaken to the fact of like, oh, wait a minute, if I just look up from my phone and I notice how beautiful the light is right now, or I walk my dog and can take in nature for a minute, I'm gonna feel a little bit better. I think that the opening is now, where maybe enough people have heard of The Secret, or there's now yoga and meditation apps. You know, this is just more available energy. I think that that's now the time where people are more ready. And Wish Beads is actually a very approachable thing, because for some people it's like, oh, I just want to be healthy. And they stick that in a Wish Bead, end of story. Maybe they don't feel inspired to go deeper with the wish work, even though it's super simple. And that's okay. And that's okay. I don't want to make this so precious that it's not open for people. And specifically, if you want to know specifically what happened the night before this download came, I do a lot of volunteer work, and I was at a homeless women's shelter, and I was giving a lecture about the power of positive thoughts. The reason why I came back to this one shelter where I volunteer is because these women were transitioning out of homelessness. The first time I came in as a volunteer, I was on this panel of women who have their own businesses. There was like a lawyer, and I was, you know, this entrepreneur who teaches and coaches, and there was someone who owned a yoga chain. But we were like all like business owners. And I felt really awkward. I thought, what the hell is this relevant to them? Where they're standing right now? Like, I had so many opportunities, so much privilege, so much support. Like, this is so, what is more tangible for them? So I approached the director afterwards, and he says, listen, I would love to come back and give something more useful to them right now where they are. You know, I don't understand how any of this is relevant to them right now. So I came back, and I said, let me show you energy muscle testing, which if you're familiar with, is just a really tangible way to show you that your body responds positively to positive thoughts, truthful statements. And if you say something negative or untrue, it weakens your body, literally like kryptonite to Superman. So I said, we're going to talk about anchoring positive thoughts, about how you can shift your mind to just get a shot of positive energy so you can make that next step. You know, you can try to move yourself out of a negative place and into a more positive place. So anyway, we had this beautiful evening together. These women are amazing and brave and awesome. And the next day in the shower was when Wish Beats came to me. And I was like, oh, okay. And at first I thought, okay, I don't have time to make physical thoughts. Like, I don't know anything about that. But it took a little nudging. But finally I said, you know what? If the universe gave me this idea, it means that they know that I'm crazy enough to just pull it off. You know, and I just did.
That's tremendous. Good, Dave, with your next question. This is Alexa keeps going and going and going, Dave. And we can't, I guess we're going to have to say.
Yeah, sorry, Dave, I'm not giving you much chance.
No, let's go, Dave, with your next question.
Well, why don't you tell us about your latest project? What's going on?
That's Wish Beats, would you say?
My latest project. Yeah, Wish Beats is really my primary focus. I still, I love my students. Most of my courses are all on Udemy. I don't know if you know that online training platform. I have a big following on Udemy, but really my passion, my focus is Wish Beats right now. And I just decided, actually, I mean, I'm always having new collections coming out and building my work there, but I'm really excited. And Dave, I think you'll resonate with this, but I kind of challenged myself this year. I took something called the Songwriter's Journey, and I did it for my own like personal development. And it culminated after 6 months of kind of diving into all kinds of things, which we probably don't have time for on the call to go into, but it culminated in you writing and recording professionally a song that you wrote. So I did.
You've never done that before?
No. I had never fancied myself a singer.
Good.
Oh, Dave, I have to tell you about the Songwriter's Journey. We will follow up about it. It's amazing. It's led by these two gentlemen called the Brothers Corin, and they're amazingly gifted musicians by their own right. But what they do is they guide people to find their voice. And it was a powerful process. So I can't be in the transformation business if I am not also working on myself, discovering myself, challenging myself, scaring myself, doing all that stuff. So I did. But just yesterday, I decided, okay, we are going to do a concert in Ojai, California on March.
My favorite
Saturday,
place.
I love Ojai. Saturday, March 28th. Dave, you can come. Neil, you can come. And it's going to be a collection of singers. We are going to do a Wish concert.
That's great.
Yeah, we're going to do a Wish concert. And we're going to live stream it. And basically, it's going to be a baby version of my 1 million Wish event.
Awesome.
It's another tool to say, hey, I'm going to manifest this. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people like to do the big scale one. Sure, I'm going to need to manifest all kinds of relationships, big people who can do big things and, you know, to get to a million people. But But as a step to get there, what can I take action on that will be easy, fun, and impactful? And I was like, I'm going to make my own wish concert. And because I have these amazing musicians in my life, just people that I know that are, you know, proper, amazing, incredible professional musicians, I'm like, okay, I'm going to scare the pants out of myself by singing live, which will be scary for me. But I really am going to feature these other people, and then we're going to live stream it. So basically,
we have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
I am going to create a baby version of my 1 million wishes.
Awesome. All right. So Dave, so we are running out of time. Dave, go ahead and ask your last question. I wish we could have you longer, Alexa, because we have to go to another interview. Not Dave, but I have another interview at 2 o'clock. It's like, and it's, we are hitting that time slot. So go ahead, Dave, with your last question for Alexa.
So I'm a caregiver. 23 years ago, my wife had a headache. She complained about, turned into a stroke, lost her speech, became paralyzed on one side. We grieved and went through the reinvention process for 3 years. We almost broke up, but then we, you know, reinvented ourselves. And now we travel the country, been on TV, speaking on stages, Harvard, NASDAQ, share the stage with Suzanne Summers, Martha Stewart, Ice-T, just opening doors all over the place, helping caregivers to stay alive because 30% of them die before their loved ones do. So I created this website, caregiverdave.com, to help caregivers stay alive. If you know a caregiver or you are a caregiver, then go to caregiverdave.com. I've got 3 free gifts that will probably save your life. Have you had any experience with caregiving at your young age?
Yeah, I would not say to the extent and intensity of that, but I will tell you right now, while we're having this interview, my dad is having heart surgery. One thing that I have like set my intention is to clear my calendar all next week and just love him up and support him and care, like just take care of him. So I've had loved ones who have had, you know, surgeries or fighting major illnesses and cared for them. And it's really quite an honor. It's a real honor to be able to slow our lives down and really assess, like, what is important here, what the tiny moments when we stop running around and connect with those we love, and even those simple gestures of bringing somebody, you know, a warm, sweet drink and stroking them, and it just reminds us kind of the best part of being human. But what a gift that you're giving the world to have that kind of love and support and community around really like the highest honor that you can give somebody is to care for them. And it's hard to receive. It's hard to give. But it's really hard to receive.
And you too, for clearing your calendar. That's a lot of people wouldn't do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so caregiverdave.com is where you can learn more about Dave, and for people listening can join and get the help needed because of all the caregivers that burn out, as Dave taught me. Either you're going to become a caregiver, or you are, or someone's going to caregive, or you're going to be caregiven. And then the fact is the burnout for caregivers is just amazing, and Dave's doing great work. Alexa, best place.
And I believe how you care for others is how you're going to be cared for. So watch out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And Dave,
great interview. Thank you so much.
And Alexa, best place we can find
you. I will be there in Ojai on March 28th. Give me the details.
Woo-hoo! All right.
Okay. I will.
All right. And where can we find information on you, Alexa?
Right.
Alexa, where can we find more info on you? Where can we go?
Sure. You can go to alexafisher.com or check out the full Wishbeads collection at wishbeads.com and on Instagram at wishbeads.official.
All right, Alexa. I know you're in L.A., but we'll have to connect if you're ever out in Pittsburgh, but we'll have to stay in touch. I know there's some huge synergy going on, and I appreciate it, and thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks so much, Neil, for having me. It was really an honor.
Take care. Thanks again. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was the Caregiver Dave Celebrity Segment, everyone. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Network's Thinking Through the Trees, and I'm excited to welcome to the program Michael Chappie. Michael, how are you, and Happy New Year to you.
Good. Happy New Year to you.
I'm excited about our guest today, and it's very interesting to talk to actresses and see their whole story and stuff, so I'm excited to welcome the program Armida Lopez, and she's going to talk about Boss Level and a lot much more. Armida, how are you, and thanks for calling.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic, and it's good afternoon to us, but you're still in the morning. I can't believe that again.
We're out of
Pittsburgh. And my co-host. It's freezing. It was nice 52 degrees, and now it just looks dreary in Pittsburgh. What's the weather like in California for you right now, Armida?
It's a little chilly, of course, to us LA people. It starts getting over 60, you're like, oh my God, it's crazy. So, it's a little chilly, but still sunny and beautiful. Happy Friday. So I'm good.
Well, it's a definite happy Friday. So let's talk about how you started out in acting. What was your first, did you always want to be an actress?
So actually, since a kid, I actually wanted to be more of a dancer singer. Actually, when I was a kid, my dad used to put me in little talent shows. But I used to watch like Selena growing up. But as I got older, I kind of got more into journalism, and I went to intern for the news. And then I thought that was going to be my path, more of, you know, an anchor or reporter, but then I quickly realized that wasn't. And so I started booking commercials, and then that's when I realized, wait a minute, maybe acting is for me. So then I started acting. Yeah.
So tell us about some of the commercials you booked.
Yeah. I am really blessed. I'm really grateful for them. They provided me, you know, the finances so I could stop waitressing. And I booked Nike, Modelo, like Subaru, Verizon, my gosh, Ulta Beauty. I have one that's going to be, we're shooting this week, for birth control. just many, many, many others.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Go. Michael is my research guy. He's funny. I always just kind of have a conversation, Armida, but cracks me up with Michael's questions. So let's see what's Michael's first tough question.
I love it.
What was your big break in the industry? Per se, like movie or TV?
Yeah, I would say probably my big break was El Chicano, the first movie I was in. And it was an all Latin cast with George Lopez, Kate Castillo, you know, Amy Garcia, Raul Castillo as well. So, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. So tell me about working with George Lopez. Did you like it?
Oh, he's a doll. He is a doll. He is just a really, really funny guy, but also really nice and genuine and a really good heart. I was really grateful to have worked with him. I grew up watching him, so...
Oh, absolutely.
It was just crazy.
He's on my bucket list of interviews I want to do. I've interviewed a lot of amazing top celebrities, but I definitely want to interview George Lopez. I think he'd be a fun interview. It just seems like he connects with his audience. And that's the thing. There are comedians that are funny on stage, but then yet when you get to talk to them personally, they're different. And I have experiences with some of those celebrities. And then, you know, the ones you can kind of just read on stage that, hey, they're who they are as a comedian and actor is who they are offline. And you just can tell that's George for sure. And I've talked to people that have worked with George that told me the same story. All right. Go ahead, Michael, with your next question.
So how was it working with Rob Gronkowski? I have to ask.
Did you actually
work with him? I should have said that. It says Rob Gronkowski. He's going to – I watched the trailer, and the ex-tight end for the Patriots had a cameo. It was crazy.
I don't think I've worked with them.
So Rob's going to be – Michael's tell me your research. Okay, we'll go to another question. That could be something that will come.
Yeah, I'm like, who?
I love Armina already. She says, who? Rob Gronkowski? I love it.
Yeah.
Because we don't like Rob Gronkowski here in Pittsburgh at all. So, Michael, we'll go to the next question, but I'm laughing because that's great.
Okay.
Who? I think we need to keep that as a soundbite in Pittsburgh. Rob Gronkowski, who? I love it because guess what? We don't like him here.
Okay.
We're Steeler fans and we don't like New England, and we're happy that New England's out of the playoffs. Go ahead, Michael, with your next question.
Well, then I'm going to follow up with how was Mel Gibson? He used to be one of my all-time favorite filmmakers.
So I wish I would have been able to work with him directly. I didn't have any scenes with him directly, but when he was on set, super nice. You know, I did meet him actually after I shot the movie, and you know, he's super kind, super cool guy, and you know, I just think some people make mistakes, you know, and hopefully, I don't think he's still doing them. So, you know, I believe people deserve chances, you know, and he's still, I mean, to this day, to me, he's just one of the most talented humans, you know, he's so talented.
So, Armina, I'm going to jump away from Mel Gibson to a second, just talk a little bit about specifically enough, who has influenced you the most when you've acted? Who have you learned the most from as a mentor?
Man, I think I would say probably Joe Carnahan. I think being on both of his sets, because, you know, I came back to a boss level because of him. He produced El Chicano. You know, and I would say that I've learned a lot from his sets. And, you know, I told him I wanted to direct, and he was super supportive about it. And, you know, like, I've just learned a lot, especially in the action era of filmmaking. You know, I was able to sit in on some of the, you know, scenes when I wasn't acting, and he let me sit beside him and kind of watch. And I thought that was really, really cool. So.
All right, Michael, next question.
Yeah, you don't get too many film, people that will help you.
Oh,
get a leg up.
And that's
awesome.
Yeah, so I definitely would say that was really, I'm really to this day really grateful for that. And that actually got me rolling and inspired me to write and direct now. So, yeah.
Okay, so we'll ask that question. I want to go into boss level a little bit to learn about. But I want to just, by that answer, talk about, you know, why you want to direct and stuff. What excites you about it, directing and writing?
Well, I mean, the funny thing is, you know, learning from, you know, males in the industry has also taught me that I don't have enough women mentors. So I actually wanted to be one for somebody one day. And, you know, I think that the more that we surround ourselves with them and create our own stuff, then we're able to create more jobs for women. So, you know, being a Latina, you know, luckily, you know, now it's changing, but there's not always a lot of lead roles for us. So I want to be able to be part of that change and create lead roles for Latinas, because to this day, not one Latina has won a lead role in an Oscar, and been nominated and stuff. And I think Rita Moreno won a supporting, if I, you know, did my research correctly. But, you know, I just want to be able to get this more in the Oscars. You know, I know it's changing now, but I really truly believe that we still have room to for growth for Latinos and Latinas. So,
okay, Michael, next question.
So what does your character play? What's your character in this movie?
Boss Level? Yes. On Boss Level, I play Esmeralda. She is a badass, and she's, you know, kind of has like a street kind of vibe to her. She has like a street look to her. She has cornrows, like two of them braids, and she's a villain. So she's chasing Frank Grillo in the movie. And she's.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyberstation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Pretty strong, but pretty cool. Yeah.
How did you prepare for the role of playing that character?
Yeah. Well, a lot of dieting. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. I think for me, she was a part of me that was already there. So I just kind of tapped in more into, you know, that side of me, like the tougher, edgier side of me. And, was able to, you know, bring it to set, and I kind of just, you know, I would just sit in my trailer, and right before I would go to my scene, I would just really run it through and think about the side of Armida that really wanted to show in the film, and but also bring her alive as Esmeralda. So,
okay,
yeah.
All right, Michael. Next question.
So, did you get to work out with Frank? I hear he's
out.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have all the time in the world to view all the movies and stuff that are out there. All these streaming possibilities, Armida. What are you currently watching on Netflix, Amazon, wherever, any of the streaming services are available? Do you have one you're binge watching right now?
Well, I love, you know, Netflix, of course, but I swear lately I haven't had as much time as I would like because I just got wrapped shooting my short film Made in America and just moved from Atlanta back to LA. I haven't had too much. I literally I'm talking to you on the floor of my new apartment because none of my furniture is here. And so that's how crazy. My TV's not even set up right now. So I wish I could. The last couple months I'm a little bit outdated, but I think Euphoria was probably my last one that I really was obsessed with. Euphoria, I think, on HBO.
Wow. Michael, I'm going to ask the same question you about.
Watched an episode of that.
What are you watching right now, Michael, by the way?
Manifest.
Oh, yeah. And Manifest. And guess who interviewed two of the stars from Manifest? I'm sorry, Armida, I have to name drop, but I had the two stars from Manifest on my show for the second time I promoted them.
So
yeah, I do radio TV tours with NBC. So we get all the big shows. Today I was, that's what I was talking about, The Bone Collector. I just interviewed the two stars from that, and I cannot wait to watch that. But we got to watch Armida's stuff
as
well. Yeah. So so best place we know we'll wait to hear about watching Boss Level, but the other movie that you said was your big break, is that available on Amazon? Where can we connect and watch that movie?
So El Chicano is available. I think it should be available everywhere. I think my family was sending me pictures that they were watching it during Christmas. Because I wasn't able to see them as I was in Atlanta, but they said it's available. I'm not sure where, but I'm sure it's probably on some kind of streaming, maybe Amazon or Prime. I'm sure Amazon Prime would have it.
Yeah, I have to always catch up.
But
I'm becoming more and more the Amazon person because, again, I was using someone else's Netflix, and now I don't have the password for that, so I've been binge watching. And what I'm binge watching right now?
Did they break up with you?
I've been really into Amazon. I don't know why. I just watched The Expanse, and I love The Expanse. Season four was season five is just unbelievable. What a show. And then the other show I'm watching right now, which you'll laugh about, is Suits. I've never saw Suits, and I'm in season two of Suits right now.
Oh, I love Suits.
And it was awesome. And we didn't know the Duchess was in it until I figured out it was the Duchess, and I'm like... Markle, yes, that's what I was saying.
No, I'm a big fan of hers. I'm a big fan of hers, so now I'm like, oh, no, where'd she go?
Yes, so, but
she went royal.
Yes,
so.
She went. Yeah. I wonder when she leaves the season. Don't tell me. I'm only on season two, but I'm this crazy binge watcher.
Wow.
I've been watched Boardwalk Empire this year. I binge watched The Sopranos this year. I told you about The Expanse. So I should be reviewing all these things.
I keep
telling
you to watch.
Go ahead, Michael.
The Boys.
The Boys. Okay.
Watch The Boys.
Okay.
You know what's a good one, too? I forgot about that. I did start watching, but I haven't watched the new one. You.
Okay, you. Okay, I have to write that one down, too. I was
that's
on Netflix.
And so, Armida, I become real fans of the shows I interview, the guests I have. I go back and I watch those shows and I get hooked. It's funny. Especially if it's the perfect fit. I have to go back of what I've watched. Probably Amazon's looking at me saying, this guy's watched so many hours, but I work my night gig with my digital marketing tech company and I work all night binge watching shows. So there you go. I wonder
what they think about me.
Oh, Michael, we don't want to know. You've watched everything, and so it is what it is. But Thinking Through the Trees, we'll always have to ask our celebrity guest what they're binge watching. But we know how busy you are because, again, pilot season's over, right, Armida? So you're looking at now the process of how many times do you get the opportunity to go and then have to audition? Are auditions big after pilot season as well? Or it just all depends on the project?
Well, I think it just depends. I think, it varies for every person and what you go out for. I think, right now, pilot season, we're in it, actually, in pilot season.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Here in LA, that's why I moved back. We're in it. And also film festival season is right now. So I'm kind of in two two things right now. Like, I'm submitting my short film to festivals, and then I'm also took the auditions for pilots. Yeah, so it's, I've never done this before, so I'm kind of like you know, and moving. So it's like, wow, which film festivals do I submit to? And also, oh my God, here's an audition. So it's like, you know, it's a lot, but it's I'm trying to be like, you know, Ava DuVernay and Greta, and trying to figure out how to do this on a lower scale. So then hopefully when I'm like, you know, on a bigger scale, I know what's going on.
All right, Michael, what other questions do you have?
So you're just trying to learn as
Go ahead,
so Mike. You're trying to learn as much as you can to
absolutely.
Kick off your film career.
I want to definitely learn.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, I mean, acting is obviously first and foremost my main thing and what I love. I love. But storytelling is my second love, and filmmaking, because, you know, I think that you learn a lot that way too as an actor, because you're able to see things from the other perspective, on the other side of the lens, and not just what you think, you know, and what you envision, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I think they go hand in hand.
I agree completely with that, and it's just for sure. Now, Michael, any more questions for Armita?
No, I think you answered all my questions.
Okay, so except you have to find out where was I have to ask Michael, because we're having a fun conversation. You're like, oh my gosh, these guys are crazy. But Michael, the question I said, where was Rob Gronkowski? Was he in this movie?
He was in the internet. He was in the internet database.
He's in Buffalo. You're right. Yes. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Okay. Oh my God. This is how you know I'm not a football fan. Now I remember he was coming. Now I remember on set one of the times he was the one jumping out of a helicopter. Oh my God. And he's a big guy. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you remember.
See,
this is funny.
But the funny thing is, I swear to God, I don't keep up with football or anything like that. Like my, one of my best friends is, you know, dating an awesome football player, and I literally had no idea who he was, and everyone's like, you rah, rah, rah.
You can't tell who that awesome football player is? Can you mention that or not?
No, I can't, because it's, you know, I don't know if she's publicly said it yet, so.
Oh, jeez.
But trust me, everybody knows.
Right.
Yeah,
nope,
but.
I totally understand.
No, but
yeah,
see.
But I literally had no idea until she showed me a picture, and I'm like, oh, my God. I know. I was like, show me a picture. I'm like, oh my God, help, duh. You know, I was like, but I'm
going to be Instagram official.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you can talk about it, right?
I know, exactly.
So,
got to get the Instagram.
So, Armita, is it kind of like you'll go entourage with your girlfriend and him, and you'll be seen on TMZ and everything? It might be great for the career.
You're so funny. I don't do the whole, like, you know, paparazzi entourage. I'm not at that level yet, so I just try to.
Yeah, but you hang out with your friend. But you hang out with your friend, and then with a football player that's very well known. Look out! There you go. You might meet. You're right.
You never know, but you know, we keep it super low key, and like we, you know, we stay home a lot. We're homebodies, so unless they're like chasing us down our windows or something.
Yeah.
It's
really
rare.
Call paparazzis. Oh, we're going to be here. Come take a picture.
Yeah. She did, you know, mention to me once she was shopping and that was weird and that happened to her. And I was like, that's just, you know, here's the thing. Obviously the career we pick it's very much like, you know, it could be like that. I just hope that no matter what, like, and that's why I think also as an actor, I like being in front of the camera because I enjoy the art, but behind the lens, I feel like it's more, a little bit more chill and a little bit like people don't really like look for you as much, you know. And when you're behind the camera, they're just like, oh, you know, the industry does, but the public is more for the, you know, the actor in the front of the camera. So I think to me, I think I realized I'm a little bit more at ease when I'm still able to go to the coffee shop that I love and people are like, hey, what's
hang
up
on.
But it's and normal, but not like I feel like, you know.
Oh, that,
Hey, I'm low key. So,
hey, boy, it's exciting, you know, and that's the thing. But I'm just giving you. If I was your agent or if I was your publicist, I would say, oh, by the way, you got to make sure if they're going to some event, this would be perfect for your career to get in those pictures. It's just a saying, you know. It is what it is. I mean,
just be in the background,
Yeah. No, you can just jump. You jump in and say who. No, but here's the thing, Armita. You never know. Someday you could be getting an Academy Award, and we'll say we interviewed you when you were here. You never know. Just that's why.
God bless your soul. That's amazing.
That's what you got to do. You have to have that mindset, because I talk to these people that before who they were, and they tell the story, and they're in the same boat as you are, and you're successful. But meaning, I'm talking Academy Award winners that are top people that right. You know, that were in this phase in their careers as not well known yet, and good. And look, one.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.